So after tranquility, we move next to happiness.
Mm.
So not happiness is not something I would necessarily associate with Buddhism. So in regard to Buddhism, what is happiness?
Well, generally in our culture, the idea is that happiness comes from something.
Mm, yeah.
That something gives you happiness. But arriving at tranquility, you know, what there is then is the possibility of the mind just relaxing into itself.
Right.
So the idea of happiness here is, you know, just the mind being able to rest where it is within itself, not requiring anything.
So it's not contingent on something happening or something you get, something, it's just happiness for without cause.
Yeah.
In a sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perennial debate, isn't it? Where does happiness come from? And the idea of happiness that's being suggested here is it doesn't come from anything.
Mm.
But yeah, happiness is a state that we arrive at when we're not reaching after anything, or and the mind isn't looking anything beyond itself, just relaxing into its own nature.
When you're not trying to fix it with things or events or doing stuff, that's just the kind of nature that it is. We can stop avoiding it.
Yeah.
So with the image in this card, what I was trying to kind of come across is the sky is very blue. It's probably the bluest of all the skies. And I just kind of, the girl, and she's just smiling and she's happy. And there's also the sense that I had that she's just kind of run up to you, you know, as a kid, yeah, smiling, and it's just going to just run away again. And, you know, that's just the nature. It's what to do. That's what she does. It's just it's kind of more that if you had, you know, a more sense of an animation rather than, you know, just a still image, that's what it would be. It's just kind of just, hello, hi. And away again. No, that's kind of, you know, joy in the kind of sense of, as you were saying, just the natural state. Just because I'm a kid, yeah, and I'm having fun, and this is what I do. You know, that's it. There's no reason. Kids don't need a reason half that's the time for, to be happy. You know, just
that's it. Yeah, I think that's the crucial thing. There's no reason. There's no reason why she's joyful in the way that she is. She just is.
Yeah.
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 And maybe there's, you know, there's some more to say about this, because happiness wouldn't be the denial of bad things happening.
Okay.
You know, a happy person, you know, bad things happen to happy people, you might say.
Yeah.
But that's not rejected. That's not pushed away. It's accepted for what it is.
Yeah.
You know, happiness is this state of just resting in things as they are.
Someone looking at their life and seeing the ups and downs, and rather than kind of getting lost in the downs or the ups, just going, that's just what life is. This is life, and isn't it great that we have it? That kind of
Yeah. I mean, a happy person would have to do that, wouldn't they?
Would have to. Because they're not, or else we're getting into that false positivity stuff that we talked about earlier. It's not actually happiness, it's a pretend. Yeah. An actual genuine happiness couldn't be contingent on events necessarily. It would have to be an underlying sense of things.
I think when we're truly happy, you know, we don't deny the things like pain, grief, and illness aren't a part of our lives. But we just have that sense that, you know, they play that part.
Yeah, it's hard to describe, but I know what you're pointing at, whatever, because as soon as you start talking about it, you go, well, it's not that. it's because, again, as you're saying, it's not reliant on something else. It's not reliant on a description or a way. It's just, that's it.
Yeah. To be happy, we shouldn't need bad things not to happen.
Yeah.
Because good things to happen.
Either. So, in divination, I assume this is a great card to get if you're looking for a positive answer. Yeah. Contentment, cheerfulness, unshakable optimism. So all good things, cheerfulness, happiness, gratitude, a peace with one's world. So definitely it's a positive card to get, you know, depending on your question. But I can't imagine any question you could ask where you got this card that you wouldn't be happy to see it. Happy to see it. There you go.
It would be about things taking up their rightful place. It would be about things assuming the correct perspective.
Right.
I mean, happiness is perhaps an emotional equivalent or analog to the tranquility card, you know, where we were talking more about, perhaps a more kind of conceptual non-attachment to things. This is kind of an emotional equivalent to that, where we're not needing anything.
Okay, so would it be like if there was a situation that you wanted an answer, how will a court case go or how will something work out? Happiness could mean that you might necessarily get what you want, but you're going to be happy at the end of it anyway. That it's not guaranteeing you that you're getting the thing, but it's okay, whatever happens.
Yeah, it would be about...
you're going to jail, but you're going to be okay.
It would be about the right thing happening.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the thing that happens, just...
Yeah.
Because that's what happens. Yeah. So what would the reverse then be?
Well, false cheerfulness, that kind of thing. You know, hiding feelings, disguising feelings. Maybe emotional provocation, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, circumstances arising that mean we don't have control over our feelings.
Having your happiness attached to something, I suppose, that it's contingent on something else having to happen. Conditional happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have depression here as well. It's just the opposite of happiness.
But I think, you know, when it's the right way up, that sense of things turning out the right way.
Not necessarily the way you want it, though. That's the right way. Or describe what you mean by the right way, then. Exactly.
Yeah. Things turning out the right way, and there being an ability to recognize and accept that.
From happiness, we move next to concentration. And if I know anything about Buddhist meditation, the word concentration comes to mind.